WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
The road to SummerSlam continues on, and tonight was all about the Judgment Day. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use Critical Rock Talk in the Fortnite item shop, because hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rock, and joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Are they getting along? Are they not getting along? There's tension. There's problems. Mommy's upset. She's like, these fucking kids. We're going to have to turn this car around.
Indeed.
You know, mommy's got problems of her own she's got to deal with. Like,
she's just getting in everyone's business.
I mean, like you do. When you're mommy, that's what you do. You just get up in everybody's face. Because somebody has to.
Somebody indeed has to. But Monday Night Raw was filled with a lot of great action, including a tag team match featuring Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle taking Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci of the Imperium. Good match with Drew and Matt Riddle getting the win. Gunther had a mad, though, as he scolded Giovanni. Kaiser looked very disappointed as well in Giovanni Vinci.
I mean, to be fair, we don't get to see the other side of Imperium wrestle that much. So maybe he's just a little rusty. Like, maybe Walter just needs to let the boys loose every once in a while, you know? Like, they can't just be walking around in their little, like, windbreakers and, you know, Kaiser doing his very lip-smacking intro and, you know, Giovanni just sort of stands there looking pretty. Like, the boys need something to do, so maybe turn him loose once in a while, and you wouldn't have to be disappointed, because you better not break up Imperium. There's no need.
There's no need to break up Imperium at this stage, but maybe they get reinforcements down the road. Who knows?
Were there already? No, there were only the three.
There's four before.
There were four?
Before.
Who were the four?
It was Alexander Wolf.
Oh.
If I remember correctly.
I guess they could get him back wanted to.
Or they found another fourth. A new one.
They adopted a new Imperium.
They could adopt a new Imperium. Who knows?
Honestly, I wouldn't mind them seeing them get a girl. Not gonna lie.
Who knows?
I mean, it is a strictly male group, and that's fine if it stays a strictly male group, but it would be kind of cool to see, like, a girl come into that and be a part of that.
By the way, In This Year is coming soon to Monday Night Raw.
What? Why were they in a thunderstorm?
Why are they coming again? I thought they already came.
Look, you need to come again every once in a great while, all right? Like, you just, it's a process.
But they were,
you...
they were here already, and now they're coming back again.
Well, they need to come again. Like, they came before, and, you know, they took a little break, and they went down to NXT, and they got all worked up again, and they need to finish, Rock. Like,
and they
can't edge them like that.
But they were already here on Raw.
But they need to do it again. They will do it as many times as it takes to make it stick.
They were here like a month ago.
And they will be back again. But why were they in a thunderstorm? Somebody please explain that to me. I mean, the production quality on the video was like top tier, although Jinder looked creepy as fuck in it.
I got no answers for that. But we did have Tommaso Ciampa taking on The Miz in a no DQ match. Really good match. Between both men. Ciampa had the win until Bronson Reed showed up and helped The Miz beat Ciampa on Monday Night Raw.
Very interesting development. I'm kind of curious to see where this goes. I mean, number one, we shouldn't have gotten this match for free. We shouldn't have. That should have been a pay-per-view quality match, but we got it for free, so I will not complain. But Bronson and Miz, why would Bronson have beef with Ciampa?
Does he have beef with Ciampa, or is he just once again Miz's paid assassin?
I mean, it could be a little both.
We'll have to see where that is headed. The number one contenders for the tag team titles were in action. Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green took on Kaden Carter and Katana Chance. Sonya and Chelsea got the win. Liv and Raquel were at ringside. We'll have more on Liv and Raquel here in a minute. We got a tag team title match next week on Monday Night Raw. Sonya and Chelsea and Liv and Raquel. That should be good.
That should be very good. And considering on where they sort of teased later, I wouldn't mind seeing Sonya and friends bring it home.
Drew and Riddle were interviewed backstage, and it looks like, sorry, Lindsay, Drew's not going to be on the show next week.
Bummer.
But Riddle will take on Gunther next week on Monday Night Raw with Kaiser and Vinci barred from ringside.
Oh God. We might be able to catch Matt Riddle's nipple from our seats.
You might be able to take home a nipple from Raw.
Hot damn. I'll have to sanitize it first. God knows where it's been.
Yes. So you had Sonya Deville take on not Sonya Deville, Shayna Baszler take on Emma. Emma and Shayna had a backstage altercation leading to the matchup. Shayna got the easy win over Emma. Ronda came out. They brawled. Shayna tried to put Ronda in the choke. Ronda escaped. Went for her own armbar, and Baszler escaped. And then we're waiting for the slow push, and we're continuing on between Shayna and Ronda.
I mean, it's always nice to see Emma. Good to see her. But yeah, like, we're doing the slow build, the slow tease. I'm always a fan of, like, two people that are so pissed off at each other that they have to be pulled apart, that they have a hard time keeping them apart.
Yeah.
So it really, and it fits Ronda and Shayna, given their backgrounds and given everything that they've done, not to stereotype them or anything, but to just say that it makes sense that you would have two fighters not wanting to wait to fight. It's okay, you want to be a bitch? Let's go. Let's settle this right now. You and I, we're going to fight. And you have that dynamic between them, because when you have two people who are very close friends and they break up, it can often be a very nasty breakup. So that's kind of what we're seeing right now. So it all fits, it all works, and I'm always a fan of that. When it just gets personal.
Mm-hmm. Zoe Stark took on Becky Lynch. Zoe Stark got the win.
Rather surprising.
A very surprising win by Zoe Stark on Monday Night Raw.
I think even she was shocked.
Yeah, good match.
It was a really good match. It's a great way to put over Zoe. Trish in the face mask is just so much. But yeah, like, Zoe Stark beats Becky.
And by the way, coming into the show, it was scheduled to be this match. Then at one point, the match was off because Becky Lynch had a minor injury coming into the show and was thankfully cleared later in the day. Just so for the people at home, this match was pulled from advertising at like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon because she arrived at the building injured, banged up, and wasn't cleared. But she got clearance as the night went on.
Like magic. Ooh, we get Brock next week.
You do get Brock Lesnar next week. And well, let's go there. Reason why? Because Cody Rhodes was in the ring on Monday Night Raw. And he spoke to the people, directly to the people. He said there are times when it feels like there's an invisible wall between them, but it feels like the fans are in the ring with him. He said the reason it feels like that, it doesn't feel like a performance, or performative, is that what he has told the fans since he's returned, everything he's doing is real. He's not talking career goals. It's talking life goals. He recalled being asked in the recent press round about his momentum, and he said the answer haunted him. He said he's a bit cagey inside the fans, how the buildings are sold out, and the fans are louder and louder, and everything he's doing is okay in every metric he can be measured by. Cody said he added his in-ring momentum is a bit shaky because of Brock Lesnar. Cody said Brock wasn't here tonight because he didn't think Buffalo was worthy, but was told he'll be on Raw next week. Cody said how everyone in their life has their own version of a Brock Lesnar. He mentioned student debt and a variety of other things. He said he wants Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. He wants another match with him because that guy is next in line, and the Prince doesn't want to be the Prince forever. I want to be next in line. Good promo from Cody.
Very, very solid promo from Cody. So we'll see how the Atlanta crowd reacts to that, because I'm sure we will get a collision of some kind between Cody and Brock next week.
We will probably get a collision between the two next week. Yeah.
Because, you know, Atlanta being Cody's hometown, well,
could make for some interesting things.
Could make for some very interesting things.
We had the graduation ceremony for Maxine Dupri. They were all dressed in gowns. She got her diploma. She thanked Gable, thought he was a troll at first, but he became a teacher and a wonderful friend. She won her first match, and she thanked Otis, and said none of this was impossible without his big, sexy bod that caught her eye. She thanked the fans for accepting her and helping her become a star. They were just getting started, and her star would sparkle. Then it was time to remove the cap and gowns. Gable then told her to take off her cap and gown, and everyone went, ooh. And then she got her own varsity jacket, but it was stolen by Valhalla and the Viking Raiders.
Which is a little rude.
Very, very rude, and will lead to a Viking Rules match next week on Monday Night Raw.
I saw this on Twitter, and I have to reiterate it. It's very rude for Max Dupri to not show up for his sister's graduation.
I think he's a little busy right now. Yeah. Just saying.
Probably.
Just call it a hunch, I think. Max is a little bit busy. We shall see. So, last week, or at Money in the Bank, there was a collision between Logan Paul and Ricochet. So Ricochet came to the ring. He said he wanted to say something from the heart. He said that if you know him, every risk he takes is for the fans, so they can go home and say that Ricochet was the highlight of the night. Ricochet said he was here for Logan Paul. The crowd booed. He said he feels the same way. He gave Paul credit for what he's accomplished in WWE. He said they've crossed paths on multiple occasions, talking about the Royal Rumble and everything that happened at Money in the Bank. He said it's cool because that happens in WWE, but he's bothered by Paul going on his podcast, labeling him unprofessional when Paul admitted that he didn't even know what he was doing in the first place. He invited Logan Paul to come out and say it to his face. Logan Paul came out. He laughed at Ricochet. Paul said Ricochet talked about meeting man to man when he looks at a little boy. He said he wanted to get things over with quickly so he could get out of this crap city. He said Ricochet is one of the most spectacular superstars he's ever seen, but he stands by what he said on his podcast. Logan Paul said that Ricochet and his cronies care more about Paul losing than actually winning. He called Ricochet a reckless amateur. Ricochet said he's a man of the people. None of the people wanted Logan Paul anywhere near Money Bank briefcase. Ricochet said Paul was throwing around the word unprofessional. He said he wouldn't be standing in the ring after 20 years if he had been unprofessional. He goes, you're in the middle of your promo and it's still about me, as they were chanting Logan sucks. Paul said, Ricochet said he was going to do the professional thing and challenge Logan Paul to a match. Ricochet said that now he saw Paul, all he wanted to do was hurt him. Ricochet said he would, but he told him not to run his mouth about him ever again. And Logan Paul goes, or what? I still will not stand here and be intimidated by a dude and an extra medium button up, who is 90% forehead. Logan Paul said Ricochet wanted a match with him so they could go viral. Logan Paul said he doesn't care about going viral. Not to lie. And said he's a WWE superstar. He mugged for the camera by doing that. He said he didn't think things were going to work out between them. Then Ricochet flipped over the top rope, landing right in front of Logan Paul. He goes, that was cool for TikTok. He said he's not about attention to make moments because he is the moment. Logan Paul started to leave, got spun around. Ricochet dropped him with some punches. And Logan Paul ate a sliced bread from Ricochet as Ricochet stood tall at the end. Good segment. Logan Paul is very comfortable on the mic. Ricochet, sadly, is not as comfortable because he started fumbling with his words at the early start of it.
Yeah, he's not, I think, as used to doing the promo battles.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't... I don't want want to say he doesn't have the inclination for it, because I know he can talk. Like, I know he can cut a promo, but it's just, it's been a long time since I've seen Ricochet cut a promo.
A long promo like that.
Yeah. Like, short, quick, to the point, he can do it no problem, but I think in actual promo battle, he kind of struggled a little bit. Paul outshined him quite a bit, because Paul's playing the heel, right? So he can be the cocky asshole, which is very much to his personality. So they're playing to really Paul's strengths there. Yeah. This is kind of a random feud for me. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not mad at it. But it's just like Logan Paul and Ricochet is just really kind of random. But it's like, okay, all right, let's go with this. Let's see where this goes.
I mean, based on the Royal Rumble and now Money in the Bank, it was about time they collide in some sort of fashion.
It was, but it feels weird to me.
It's not the after he came off of Roman and Seth going to Ricochet, it's like, okay.
And that's not to bash Ricochet. No. It's like they're obviously using Logan Paul to elevate Ricochet, which is perfectly fine. I applaud it. It's about time they did that. Or they did something with Ricochet, because he's a phenomenal talent. Mm-hmm. They should be doing something with him. So it will be a good feud. The matches will be good, because they will work very well together. And part of the reason that this is happening is you have to find people that are comfortable enough to walk Logan through the matches. Because, again, he's still green, he's still learning, and you have to have people that are willing to carry him and that have that, you know, comfort level and have that expertise and really almost have the right personality to do it. Because in a lot of ways, you just got to put the ego aside and be like, all right, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that everybody on the roster wouldn't if they were told to in some cases, but there are some people that's like, I don't want to deal with that shit. I don't want to do it.
Mm.
So it's like you have to find people for Logan Paul to work with, and Ricochet is a very good choice because Ricochet will help him get through the matches a-okay.
There you go. So Monday Night Raw opened with Finn Balor in the ring. He was in the ring. He said the way things that went down in Money in the Bank didn't sit well with him. He said the issues he has with Seth Rollins have not been put to rest thanks to Damian Priest. Out came Rhea and Dom. Rhea said she knew that Balor had unfinished business that he wanted to discuss, but they could talk about it backstage. He said his issues aren't with Rhea and Dom. Balor claimed that Priest cost him the world title at Money in the Bank. Rhea then spoke directly to Finn, who dropped his mic and left the ring. Rhea said what happened right here was their business, and and they still run Monday Night Raw. She said she'd love someone to come out and dispute her. She's talking about how Dominic will finish his unfinished business with Seth Rollins later in the show. Dom tried to talk. He got booed. Seth Rollins came out with buffalo wings. Dom was furious. He started screaming once his music hit. He said he was there to party, eat wings, and watch Judgment Day implode. Dom said he would beat Rollins tonight. Seth left at that. Rollins told Ripley that he would be the only one whipping Dom Dom's ass tonight. Ayo.
You gotta go there with it. You gotta go there. You've already set it up. Somebody's gotta take the shot.
We then had Damian talking to Rhea and Dom. He said, she's like, that went exactly as things were gonna go. Rhea said it didn't go the way she had planned things, but she said that Priest and Balor better grow up and squash the issues between them. Priest is like, as a man, I talked to him, and Balor ignored it. But I will talk to him again later. So we continue on through the show. Balor spoke to Priest while Rhea and Dom were watching on. Balor claimed everyone knew he would be champion if it wasn't for Priest. Rhea told him to stop acting like children and speak one at a time. Damian said he wanted Balor to win the money back and never would have cashed in on him. Damian said they can go back to the way things were. Balor said they could have a fresh start if he gets Rollins first. Damian agrees. Priest said he knows Balor will beat Rollins and will become champion. Either way, it's covered. Priest said while holding up the briefcase. Finn still had a little bit of annoyance, but that's fine.
This was a setup for later, for the main event of would they get along? Could they get along?
Indeed. You know,
and you had Seth sort of needling that along just a little bit. Needling Dominic, needling Damian, needling Finn, just sort of being like, let's poke the proverbial bear. Let's see what happens. Let's see if I can go ahead and just, you know, get this to go.
Yeah.
Let's throw a little tinder on that fire, you know? Let's see what happens.
As we continue on, Kevin and Sammy were interviewed by Jackie Redman backstage on Raw. She talked about future challengers, and there's a variety of teams, and they'll face whoever, whenever. Rhea and Dom showed up, and Kevin was annoyed that we didn't say your name, and Rhea's like, you didn't mention the Judgment Day. So Kevin's like, oh, because we didn't mention you. That's why you're upset. Got it. Rhea said we're taking all the titles. She said it starts tonight when Dom smashed Seth Rollins' head in. She said Dom worked on his cardio in prison and never gets tired. Ayo. And then Sammy was like, oh. And Kevin was wondering, like, he's just doing laps. And then Sammy told Kevin what he was thinking. And Kevin was like, oh, okay. I get it now. Oh, the humor is great.
There's just so many wonderful jokes that you could do with this, and they're just going for it. Like, I appreciate that they see the low-hanging fruit, and they're like, you know what? Everybody's already doing it on Twitter. We might as well just go ahead and join in on the fray. Let's just encourage this as much as we can. And go.
It was time for Dominic and Seth Rollins. As Seth Rollins made his way to ringside, Rhea distracted Seth. Dom attacked Rollins. The rest of Judgment Day attacked. 4-on-1 beatdown on Seth Rollins until Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn made the save, which would lead to what your main event would be, which would be a 6-man tag team match. But before we get to the 6-man tag team match, Rhea, while Liv and Raquel were being interviewed, got in Raquel's face, telling both of them to stay out of her business. And Liv said, "We're not scared of you, and we're going to take care of it. We will prove it. That we're not scared of you." You had Chelsea and Sonya, who interrupted Liv and Raquel first. Chelsea made some comment, and then Rhea, like, "We're all going to dominate the division, right?" And Rhea, right, Rhea? And Rhea just looks at her and then sort of like, we need to go. We need to get away from here, because she's gonna kick our ass, basically. Oh, and the best line from Chelsea was, because Rhea told her, like, that would be strike three if you get involved. She goes, "Three strikes and you're out. Basketball!" I died with laughing on that one. That was great.
It was perfect.
That was a great little comment from her.
I mean, here's the thing. As much as I love Liv and Raquel as champion, it's not a long-term goal. And if you're going to move Raquel or Liv on to potentially Rhea, you need to go ahead and start setting that up, because they're doing the build for SummerSlam. Rhea doesn't necessarily have a big challenger right now. You need to get her going in terms of a challenger.
Yeah.
Right? So if it's going to be Raquel, if it's going to be Liv, you need to go ahead and get that cooking. And the first way that you'll do that is that they have to lose the tag team titles. So with the match next week, it makes perfect sense that Rhea costs Raquel and Liv the tag team titles, gets those over to Sonya and Chelsea, and then you build the feud either between Liv and Rhea or Raquel and Rhea, or both, and you go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And you determine who gets Rhea at SummerSlam.
Which will probably be Raquel, if I had to put money on it.
It seems like it makes more sense for it to be Raquel, but I could see them throwing Rhea and Liv in there together just to see what that could be.
We'll see. It was a 6-man tag team action, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Seth Rollins taking on Damian Priest, Finn Balor, and Dominic Mysterio. Good main event. The Judgment Day got the win. Balor and Priest stared down each other, then hugged in the middle of the ring. Good ending to Monday Night Raw. The Judgment Day needed a big win.
And you have the tease with the stare down and the hug afterwards. You know, yes, they can work together. Yes, Judgment Day is still on the same page. They just had a little tiff. Maybe. But everything is fine. Like, this was a really good match. This was a really good showing for them. They're sort of reestablishing that, yes, there were problems, but Judgment Day is good. Or are they? Like, it's a nice tease between Finn and Damian as you continue to build that tension with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have everything going on with Rhea and Dom, and you're teasing that eventual split in the Judgment Day, where potentially Rhea and Dom will go off and do their own thing, and then probably Finn and Damian will feud, especially if Damian goes for the cash-in and he gets the title.
Yeah.
Then you know Finn's going to go for it, because he's going to be like, yes, we'll feud, we'll fight, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So, I see a lot of stuff, like, good stuff coming in the future, and I kind of want it now. But I'll wait. I can wait. I waited 2 years on the Usos. I can wait on this one.
And with that, this has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Thursday night, it's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll be doing
Something.
We don't know yet. We'll figure it out. But it's The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Fortnite with Friends, followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Programming note, Raw Post Show won't be live next week.
No.
No, not live next week. Programming note, a week from Thursday, Raw discussion on the rack. Why are we not live next week, Lindsay?
Because I'm going to Monday Night Raw. It's going to be here in Atlanta, so I bought tickets, and I'm going to wrestling for the first time since COVID.
Thus...
Go
ahead.
This will be my first WWE event since COVID, so...
So, there you are. Thus... We're doing a Raw discussion on the rack in a week and a half. So, prepare yourselves. Show prep in advance. We're at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter and Threads and Instagram. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button on the middle of the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or...
Lens M. Ward.
In the Fortnite Dino Shop or Epic Game Store. Why, hey.
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lens Ward, LENSWRD. Check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LensWard. You can also check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LensWard, LensWard.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Lens Ward on the YouTubes. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, do all the things. Follow the channels. It would be appreciated.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the rack and all week long along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com